Outlook looking better all the time for farmers. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. The latest series of USDA commodity reports point to a pretty good year in store for most farmers. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
What do you say after looking over the half dozen or so new Agriculture Department reports which came out just a few days ago?
Well, overall, this is shaping up to look pretty good for American agriculture.
Agriculture Department Chief Economist Keith Collins, he says the report served to prove how resilient the U.S. ag production system is.
It's kind of surprising almost in a year when we had 35% of the cotton acreage abandoned in Texas and Oklahoma because of drought, and we had western plain states in severe drought for much of the year. You start going down the list and you see the third highest corn harvest ever, the highest soybean harvest ever, the third highest cotton harvest ever. So we've had a pretty robust production sector.
USDA has come out with new price forecast for 2007. Collins told us
we have a $85 per hundredweight forecast for fed cattle in 2007. The hog price has come down, and they're facing higher feed costs. But in today's report, we reduced our production estimate a little bit for pork in 2007 and raised the forecast hog price up to $43 a hundredweight. And the poultry price has been rebounding. The broiler prices are up from the 2006 lows, and so we're probably looking at a 4 or 5 cent gain per pound in broiler prices in 2007.
And an 8.5% increase in milk prices as well. So Collins says livestock producers will see decent prices,
although there'll be some reduced profitability.
Still, the expert analysis and outlook for this year?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And it's anticipated that Tennessee row crop producers will shift more acreage to corn this year as farmers look to fulfill the nation's renewable energy needs. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.